Who? The bus driver for that big turquoise and black sports bus? The Morning Star? What about him? He just didn't like Jaya. I mean, she'd get rambunctious on the bus and they'd get into shouting matches. You know, Jaya, she wouldn't back down from a herd of wolverines on bath salts. Well, there was one time when they got into it and it actually got physical. One of those don't-make-me-pull-this-bus-over kind of deals. Well, Jaya wouldn't shut up, so he did, and they got into it.
You were there?
No, but I heard about it. Heck, everybody did. Nobody likes that bus driver anyway.
What's his name?
Melvin Rook.
How come he has a job?
He glanced at Henry. Heck if I know. Tribal connections, I guess.
What are you still doing here, harassing my son?
We all turned to see Digger Wainwright standing in the opening with two men in the uniform of the Rosebud County Sheriff's Department. Harley was the first to move, standing and walking over toward the group as they entered. He lowered himself to ground level.
It's my fault, Dad. I called them over when they were leaving. They just wanted to talk about...
The smack echoed in the empty steel building like the report of a gun. Harley stood there for a moment and then lowered his head. Digger, freshly clean and dressed, leaned into him.
Go to the house, now.
The young man did as he was told. Digger hopped up on the bleachers, walking toward us, each step clanging.
I'm going to go on the assumption that maybe you didn't understand me when I said for you to get off my place.
He now stood over me.
I thought maybe you needed an escort to show you the way, so I called our sheriff's department to help you.
I glanced past him at the older one of the two.
Hi, Gordo.
The silver-haired man with a nose like a ripe tomato waved back.
Hi, Walt.
Henry? You going to cuff us?
No, we didn't even bring the paddy wagon.
I stood looming over the rancher for a moment, considering how far I could pitch him into the arena with the dirt and horseshit. Figuring that would possibly get me the paddy wagon after all, I stepped past him as Henry joined me in clanging off the bleachers and confronting Gordo Hansen and his deputy.
This means you're going to go quietly?
Same as we came. I walked past them and we climbed into my truck. Dog licked my ears. I started the three-quarter turn and then turned in a wide loop with the Rosebud County unit following us under the watchful eye of Digger Wainwright. A couple of miles down the road, he went through the gate where we'd entered, the electric barricade rising as he pulled through, and I eased my truck to the side, Gordo aligning himself next to us. I rolled down my window as his deputy did the same.
Sorry about that.
Gordo shrugged.
Ah, he's an asshole.
He gestured toward the younger deputy.
Walt, meet Terry Fraley. He's new and doesn't know a damn thing.
The recruit raised a weary hand, obviously used to being introduced in such a fashion.
Hey.
I leaned a little forward to see Gordo. We just came over to ask his son some questions about the girl he used to date.
Jaya One Moon?
Jaya Long, as of late.
I heard she was living in Lolo's basement. Could be the best thing that ever happened to her.
He got out and walked around, leaning on my door and looking past me.
Think she's going to light up the brackets this year, Bear?
Could be.
He tipped his brown cowboy hat back.
That Wainwright. You don't like the Indians, which is pretty strange behavior for a guy that buys a ranch right in the middle of one of the largest reservation conglomerations in North America.
Henry shrugged.
Maybe he just likes the idea of Indians.
I doubt it. The sheriff draped an arm over my side mirror.
He really didn't like it when Harley started dating Jaya. Had us running all over the place when that kid of his didn't get home before midnight.
Good kid?
Very. That boy wouldn't say shit if he had a mouthful.
His head dropped. I don't know. You see a couple of kids like that, and you hope it'll work, but it didn't.
How are you doing?
He smiled. Since the divorce, I'm doing okay. He looked at Henry and me. You know, some women marry you thinking you're a cop and have all these great stories, but then the stories aren't all that great, and pretty soon they learn better and move on. I patted his arm. You don't sound particularly bitter, Gordo. He waved me off and headed back to his car.
Ah, life's too short.
Boy, howdy.
So, the bus driver did it. He glanced at me. You have made up your mind at this initial juncture of the investigation?
No, I just like the sound of it. Kind of like the butler did it. He smiled the paper-thin smile, looking out the window, mumbling to himself.
Melvin Rook.
You know him?
He was a team statistician and drove the bus when I played. Oh, shit, he must be 100 years old. The Cheyenne Nation pursed his lips. Does that lower him on your suspect list?